Looks like we've got one additional person, Robert Ruffner. Good morning.
Good morning, members of the committee. My name is Robert Ruffner. I am a resident of Yarmouth, Maine. I've been practicing law in Maine since 1999, where I started as a lateral hire from the St. Louis DA's office to the Cumberland County DA's office with Stephanie Anderson, and was a domestic violence prosecutor there. Since 2001, for 20 years now, I've been practicing criminal defense, primarily out of Portland, and my practice is almost entirely indigent defense. In December of 2007, I formed the Maine Indigent Defense Center as an advocacy mechanism to work to reform how indigent defense is provided in Maine, and have been continuing to do that as well. At the time, we did not have the commission. We were under the judiciary, and I was have been a part or observing the process since that time. I can tell you that I think that the Sixth Amendment report and the OPEGA report provide an excellent opportunity to advance the ball forward, the cause of indigent defense, to increase the quality and value of what is being provided to the state of Maine. Essentially, after the commission was formed a decade ago, there hasn't been a lot of progress. It was an excellent first step, but it then stalled at that point for a variety of reasons, primarily because there was never enough staff to do anything besides keep the lights on and bail water and keep the ship afloat. And they worked incredibly long hours just to achieve that. I, over the years, have echoed almost all of the critiques and criticisms that were laid out in the Sixth Amendment report, as well as the OPEGA report, in my public comments at commission meetings. Senator Keim, I know, is aware of many of those. I would point out that everything about the current system is better, even though flawed, than it was under the judicial branch. Essentially, what we did, or what the state of Maine decided to do, was to give this process independence, take it away from the judicial branch where it shouldn't be, and structured it basically duplicating with slight improvements. There were standards, even though they were not particularly strong or stringent, there were no standards before to get on the list or to have certain types of cases. Now we at least have standards. It was all paper billing in the old days. So talking about not having answers to data or knowing even who had what number of cases over a period of time or billed in a certain number of hours in a week, month, or day, none of that existed under the judicial branch. So that the ability to criticize the commission for not having answers only existed because of those slight improvements that were made when the commission was formed. I would point out, though, that the reason I formed the Indigent Defense Center was to focus on the service being provided to the clients. That is why the state has to provide indigent legal services, is because either by statute or the Constitution, these individuals must be provided legal representation if the state wants to continue on with the various actions they're bringing. All of Maine benefits because of that. Without the service being provided, individuals who are a danger to themselves or others could not be hospitalized, could not be prosecuted, and could not be punished. They would not be able to bring justice to anyone in the state of Maine without these services. So whether we are a direct benefit as a client of these services, whether we are a benefit because a family member or whether ourselves have been a victim of a crime and that individual was brought to justice and because the state did provide legal counsel so that process it could go forward, and that we have confidence in the outcome of the judicial process because there is quality representation for the individuals. We have quality, we have a confidence that the right person was prosecuted, that the right sanction was imposed, and that the best tools for reducing recidivism and for healing have taken place. And it, that applies also in the arenas of child protective, involuntary commitment, and juvenile law as well. And I know that the Opega report focused on a narrow portion of the criticisms that were laid out in the Sixth Amendment report. But I have tried, I'm famously bad at analogies, but I do it anyway. The Sixth Amendment report, essentially, I see Senator Kime enjoyed that. The Sixth Amendment report was sort of like looking at a hospital who had a number of criticisms in a report, and there were they was unable to verify whether the doctors were performing the procedures that should be performed, whether the patients were getting the outcomes that should be achieved, whether patients may have died or lost limbs unnecessarily, and that there appeared to be an inability to verify that all of the Medicaid billing was done properly. We are focusing almost entirely on, at this point, let's get that Medicaid billing system under control. It needs to be done. We should have answers to that question. The commission should have anticipated and been able to answer the questions and had explanations for them as a part of its duties when the Sixth Amendment report was being done, when they were investigating that. And it didn't. And that was a failure on their part. I and all the other attorneys still have many, many clients that are in the system. And with their you cannot computerize being able to tell whether an attorney is doing a good job, whether an attorney is missing the opportunity to grow and do a better job in the future through training, through mentoring. It takes that is labor intensive. It involves qualified individuals who have the expertise to provide that evaluation and to give feedback. It's the sort of thing you see in a district attorney's office. When I was a district attorney's office in St. Louis in my first trial, just a misdemeanor case, I had a homicide attorney second chairing me. She obviously was very experienced and had many better things to do than to sit next to me while I was doing my first jury trial in a misdemeanor. But without having an experienced person next to me, A, the office wouldn't have known, does Rob Ruffner know what the heck he's doing? Is he any good at doing trials? Is he missing things? Do we need to get him up to speed or all the other misdemeanor attorneys up to speed on certain issues? And that takes a human being. You can't database that. In addition, the ability to do case file reviews to during or after a case is done doesn't exist without human beings. We don't have the ability to really get feedback from our clients. I think one change on the commission is that there really ought to be a client representative as a part of the commission. But we don't have the capacity to really get feedback from our clients to find out how we could do a better job in doing this. And while I understand that it is absolutely important that the money that we pay as taxes as taxpayers in Maine be spent responsibly, and there is accountability for that, I think that we are leaving open the deficiencies in the system in terms of what we should be doing for these individuals who are entitled to representation. And there needs to be a simultaneous effort. I'm not suggesting Frick stop talking about the billing practices and whether there's adequate oversight or accuracy. There needs to be a concurrent discussion and resources brought to bear on the issue of quality. on the issue of filling the gaps. We still have situations where people languish in jails due to gaps in the system for months because there was a slip up in the process. We have attorneys that are underutilized because we don't have a way to accurately reflect the fact that they could take on more than our arbitrary standards allow. And we don't have the ability to catch whether Rob Ruffner is still up to speed on everything he should be in terms of the various panels, because I'm on all of the adult criminal panels except for walk-in arraignments, and that was voluntary. But, absent knowing Justin Anders for almost two decades as a practitioner, Justin would have no real information about me as an attorney. The reviewing the vouchers in terms of quality is a false tool. It's the only tool the commission has had historically, but it's not really a very effective tool for a variety of reasons, which I won't go into. So I would urge the committee to continue the work. I was heartened to hear the idea of the commission reporting back regularly. I think that will be very healthy for the discussion going forward to keep focus and energy on the important work, the vital work that the commission does. Your constituents, all of you have constituents who are being represented right now by commission attorneys. They are mothers and fathers and sons and daughters also of your constituents. And making sure that the best outcome is achieved for them, that doesn't mean an acquittal necessarily. It means that a chance to turn their lives around, because the attorney has the training and the skills and the resources to advocate for that sort of outcome, can make a huge impact, not only for your constituents, but the communities in which they live in. Someone who is able to turn their life around, whether it's mental health or substance abuse or poverty issues, and become a productive member of society benefits us all, and is not someone we see again in my office or the equivalent of my office across the state. This is a vital service to the whole state that the commission is tasked with. And right now you've got Justin and Ellie, who are amazing public servants for the whole state, doing the accountability with the billing and an attempt at quality assurance. And I think I urge all of you in your other committees, in your other responsibilities, in discussions with other legislators and the governor's office, to recognize that we need to do both. We need to improve on both fronts, quality and accountability, immediately. And thank you very much. I'll happily take any questions at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Ruffner. Any questions or comments from the committee for Mr. Ruffner? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony this morning.